Welcome back to The New Talk, the Bob Davis Podcasts. In podcast 583, things to keep us warm. And generally for me, that means thoughts of summer and reflections on travel and getting out of this cold, cold, cold weather. This cold weather can be really dangerous and hell on pipes and heating systems because they're running and working overtime. And you really never know. You can check them, but you never know when they're going to finally break down. And of course, for emergency service, don't forget Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul for home or business. Because when it comes to keeping all these systems operating, especially plumbing or heating problems in the winter, you want reliable service and especially a reliable emergency service. That means Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Right now, I'm running a little bit of a bead of water through the faucet just to make sure that the pipes do not freeze, which is great. But the thing is, if you have, for any reason, frozen pipes, it can cause huge problems. And if you have a pipe burst, which I have had happen in the winter, you think emergency service and you think Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Yes, they go back four generations. Yes, they do quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business, and of course, they do emergency service. Once again, in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Metro-wide from St. Paul. That means the suburbs, both sides of the river, 24 hours a day. Give them a call. 651-224-4771. 612-927-6488. Online at ryanplumbing.com. If you live in the upper Midwest, winter and deep cold go together. Not the high 20s and mid-30s, the kind of cold people in the South and in Europe think of as extreme, but real cold. Below zero, 10 below zero, 20 below zero. Temperatures that don't have to be exaggerated with wind chills. We get a kick out of it for a few days, but cold, this kind of cold, seeps into your bones. It is hard on the body, mind, and spirit. You have to adjust to it, and that takes a physical and mental toll as your body shifts gears. You have to sleep more, you have to get out in it if you have the right gear and the right interests, snowmobiling, ice fishing, cross-country skiing, although there's not too much snowmobiling going on when it's 40 below zero, right? And you need some kind of escape. In podcast 583, I'm offering up an audio escape. This is a podcast you listen to with headphones. And I'm not going to talk as much, but last summer I recorded some thunderstorms, thinking I would probably never do anything with the audio files, but here they are. I found them again, and they are here to transport us to the warmth of late summer in the Midwest and a few other places I've come across in my travels. Late night, lightning on the horizon, reports of storms on the way. There's nothing like standing on the porch, waiting for it to blow in. For me, another escape is travel, probably the best kind of escape. Now, it's easy to suggest that we get on a plane and fly someplace like LA or the islands or Hawaii. And if you can't do that, Well, then you have to escape this cold in your mind. And I've been to some amazing escape locations in the last 2 years, and I'll share some of my favorites while the storm rolls in. Maybe you've been to some of these places, or the kinds of places you can return to in dreams. So let's start by going east, summer or fall. One of the places that I really loved was the Smoky Mountains, Eastern Tennessee, Bristol, Virginia, and West Virginia. Just beautiful in the summer at dusk, driving through the Smokies. There's a place called the Delmarva Peninsula. Most people associate it with Maryland's eastern shore, but the Virginia part of the Delmarva Peninsula is really fantastic. I drove through there in the heat of summer, and it is just beautiful. Desolate. It's hard to believe that you can be in a place as rural as the Delmarva Peninsula, and you're just a short distance from Richmond or Washington, D.C. I've often talked about the Jersey Shore, which for years I lived in New York, never went to the shore until I actually went through there to take my son to college at one point. And I loved the Jersey Shore. White sand beaches, it's beautiful. The Gulf Coast of Florida was a trip that I took. It was a difficult trip because it was very, I really didn't have a plan, and it was a difficult trip to take, but I went all the way down once. I went down the east coast of Florida to the Keys, if you'll remember, and then back up through the Gulf Coast from Sarasota, Florida, up through Alabama, Mississippi, and Texas. That part of the trip, the Gulf Coast trip, was really fantastic, and It was actually February and early March when I went through there. I'd love to go through there in the summer because it's so hot there and so awesome that I highly recommend that part of the country for an escape trip. Now, in our neck of the woods, in the summer, I wouldn't recommend it for the winter, but in the summer, northern Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the Upper Peninsula, Michigan, south to Detroit in the fall, but in the summer, it's magic. Southwestern Minnesota in the summer is magic. Again, you know, you really wouldn't think much about it, but it is just the trees and the fields and the agricultural effort going on, especially when you're driving on those back roads in the middle of a hot summer evening or night, is magic. And I find this is also true of all over the Midwest, driving on back roads in the summer evening or night. Iowa is also an amazing place in the summer on the back roads. Corn, the corn very high, and the storms rolling in, and of course sundown is as magical as anything that you've ever seen on a beach or you know, someplace like in the mountains. North Dakota, although it is desolate across Route 20, especially in the summer, and Route 2, corn and wheat, an endless highway, the sun setting directly into your face as you're driving across an endless highway, to me, that's a great mental image. So the other day we were going into a yoga class and we were commenting on the temperature difference between 20 or 30 below outside and 105 degrees and 40% humidity inside for a hot Bikram style yoga class. And thank God I had my Hydrus, because that was probably the toughest class that I've taken in a long time, and I probably would have had to leave. I actually had to take a knee, which I almost never have to do, and skip a few of the poses in that class. And if I hadn't had Hydrus, I probably would have had to leave, because when you're practicing yoga in crowded rooms of over 100 degrees with high humidity, you sweat a lot, you can get dehydrated, even if you drink a lot of water. And you might not think that you would get dehydrated in this kind of weather, but yes, you can get really dehydrated and be sore and have all kinds of issues. And that was pretty much the course for me until I found Hydrus, and it transformed my yoga practice. It doesn't matter if you do cycling, CrossFit, lifting, or competitive sports, or shoveling snow in this kind of weather, Hydrus makes a huge difference. It's a new high-performance beverage that uses exclusive NanoSome technology to get critical electrolytes into your muscles with unrivaled speed and effectiveness, and there is no sugar. Hydrus will help you take it to the edge, and that is what it's all about, or maybe even just help you get through some snow shoveling. Visit HydrusPerformance.com. That's HydrusPerformance.com. HYDRUS, HydrusPerformance.com. Join the performance hydration revolution with Hydrus. Thank you. And of course, moving west, my favorite, because there's just something about turning and driving west. South Dakota in the summer and fall, you know, when I went out to Sturgis a couple different times, is fantastic. All up through those mountains, Keystone and Deadwood. Montana, anywhere in Montana, is breathtaking in the summer. Bonneville Salt Flats, where it looks like snow, but it's not, or even the White Sands down in New Mexico, that it looks like snow, but it's not, and Calistoga, California, and Donner Pass, and Reno, Nevada in the summer and early fall, or even the spring, is really something to see. Now, I wouldn't attempt this in the winter because the elevations are so severe, but Colorado's mountains coming up through into the mountains out of Denver and then coming down out of them is really something to experience, although I wouldn't want to take the ambulance down those peaks in the winter. I remember one time when I was in Wyoming, I often tell the story about getting trapped in the snowstorm in Wyoming in the winter. Route 93 and 60 through north central Arizona down to Phoenix is definitely a recommendation as far as a trip, because it's two-lane roads and it's breathtaking, and especially if you can do it in the summer, it's really something to experience. Just went through Joshua Tree in the deserts east of California, and I want to go back. That was beautiful. I'm not going to belabor this because I've talked about it incessantly. The Pacific Coast Highway from 101 to California 1 and, of course, US 1 all the way down from Seattle to Los Angeles is an experience that I recommend for everybody at least once in their lives. It's really something. Travel, really any kind of travel, but especially travel on the highways, the two-lane highways across the United States, I can't get enough of it. There's so many places that I've been through and want to go again, and I always have the feeling that I only scratch the surface, especially when I do something like this that really is designed to create an escape for you and for me to listen to. I come away feeling there's so many places that I could go, and there's so many places I want to go, whether it's Tombstone, Arizona, down by the border, which was beautiful, all the way into New Mexico on this last trip, or the California coast, or the Upper Peninsula, or the Midwest in the deep summer. This feeling of being ready to travel or getting ready to travel, the experience, the loading in the night before, the waiting the night, you know, the attempt to sleep the night before the big trip. And then, you know, you get up in the morning or maybe you go at night. You get in and you start up and you double check everything and you make sure all the doors are locked and the windows are locked and everything and the blinds are pulled and so on. And you have a clean windshield, and then you head out. And you at first it's kind of disconcerting. You're not sure you forgot this, or you might have forgotten that. But then you kind of settle down, and you have this tremendous feeling of freedom after you've been out for a while. And for me, on the way home, there's always a bit of sadness. And, you know, the last time it was like, why am I even going? Why am I coming back? Why am I coming home? Because I just want to stay out. And then I come home, and I rest, and I eat, and I, go back to yoga and do my thing for a while. And think, well, glad I'm back, don't need to take any more trips for a while. And it won't take long for me, as I've already, you know, noticing this cold weather and thinking, gee, I could just get in the ambulance and go somewhere. This feeling comes back, this wanderlust, this desire to go out and travel again and see something different always comes back. Well, I hope you've enjoyed a little escape for maybe 30 minutes or so from the cold, from the pressures of the day-to-day craziness going on in the news, with a little storm from last summer in podcast 583. Remember the new high-performance beverage that is getting me through my yoga classes with this massive temperature difference, as well as being out in the cold and shoveling snow. Don't forget Hydrus. Join the performance hydration revolution. It makes a huge difference no matter what you do. CrossFit, cycling, shoveling snow, yoga in hot rooms. HydrusPerformance.com. That's HYDRUS, HydrusPerformance.com. And for plumbing emergencies, you want reliable service in this kind of weather. That is Ryan Plumbing and Heating from St. Paul to the entire metro, including the suburbs. 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488, ryanplumbing.com. Again, think Ryan Plumbing for emergency service in this cold weather. Pilots, you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings, and for that, Alpha Systems makes the revolutionary angle of attack indicator. Bottom line is Alpha Systems AOA saves lives. Click on the Alpha Systems banners for more info about Alpha's revolutionary angle of attack indicator at thebobdavispodcasts.com. Want to thank everybody for visiting thebobdavispodcast.com online. We have streaming audio, so you can hear the last three podcasts rotated. When you plug in the website, it just automatically starts playing if you're on a desktop. If you're on a smartphone, depending on the type of phone, you have to initiate it, but it's great. But there's also 583 podcasts for you to listen to, and you can choose them and listen to them at any time. You can download them. You can also subscribe on iTunes or listen to the Bob Davis Podcast at blogtalkradio.com. TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, and thanks for liking and sharing and favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter, and for your donations at thebobdavispodcast.com for running Mobile Podcast Command. And I am ready to go again. Thanks for listening to Podcast 583. The storm's almost over. Back to winter.
Okay, we're done.